East Timor is the world's newest nation. It's half an island between Australia and Indonesia, with beautiful natural resources, a place that won independence from Indonesia in 2002. But it remains the poorest nation in Asia, and it has grown increasingly violent since clashes between eastern and western residents of the capital of Dili began this spring. This week, things got worse. The head of the U.S. Pacific Command made his first visit yesterday, hours after factional fighting killed four. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren was with him, and he filed this report.
On its way into town, Admiral William Fallon's convoy rolled past hundreds of rocks, the rival gang's weapon of choice, littering the airport road.
It's a rather sad story. People rather destitute, and the statistics are pretty grim. 50% literacy and estimated 60% unemployed, and clearly people in tough straits. And now, on top of this, we have the turmoil of the criminal activity, the gang activity that just adds to the woes. So seeing all the displaced persons in the various camps around the city, pretty discouraging.
Scattered throughout the capital are camps housing many of the 150,000 internal refugees, more than 1 in 10 people in this nation of less than 1 million. Army Major Ron Sargent is based in East Timor, and he gives a driving tour of ambush sites where American officials have been attacked with rocks.
The ambassador's gotten hit here. DCM's gotten hit here. The USAID director got a couple windows knocked out there a few nights ago.
Along the road are the shells of burned-out cinder block and wooden homes. Nearly 10% of the housing stock in this city has been destroyed.
Early yesterday morning, the fighting began again. The intensity level was what was striking about it.
As the day wears on, a hodgepodge of local, Australian military, and United Nations police gather outside the airport, a battleground where mostly eastern Dili refugees live among western Dili homes. As the day wears on, more police gather, along with more youths. Some have thrown rocks using deadly slingshots. On occasion, others use automatic weapons. A special UN commission recently called for the former defense and interior ministers to be prosecuted for providing state guns to renegade militias that left at least 33 people dead this spring.
What we're getting ready to go into right here is the big conflict zone from yesterday. There are certain neighborhoods that you can go into here, and what you will see essentially are moonscapes.
It's a safe ride past the roadside stands and homes during the day, especially with a military escort. But Sargent says, don't try it at night.
You're going to be extorted for cigarettes or money. You will have your car vandalized, damaged while you're sitting in it. And lastly, you will be kidnapped and murdered.
Admiral Fallon is impressed with the Australian military police, largely credited with restoring peace in the neighborhood, but he does not seem impressed with the United Nations police, who are widely expected to take over the mission.
The expectation is that the UN is going to play a major role in this nation building. If that's the case, then they've got their work cut out for them. It looked pretty shaky to me during our visit there. There were lots of police on the street, but there were gangs of youths, and they didn't appear to be at all intimidated by the police presence.
Fallon rolled up to the office of East Timor's president, Shinana Gushmao, a one-time leader of the resistance movement that won East Timor its independence. NPR was allowed to attend the meeting, but not to record it. When Fallon asked what the people were telling him, Gushmao admitted he hadn't been out among the people much lately. When Fallon asked what Gushmao could do to quell the violence, Gushmao said, talk. What else can a president do? Fallon was diplomatic, but not impressed.
It seems to me from our time with the president, acting prime minister, that There's a tremendous amount of work to be done, and very few hands that are experienced, savvy, and literate even enough to be able to do this. So it seems to me that they're going to need an awful lot of outside help.
Like other international observers who have come to East Timor, Pacific Command officials walked away concluding that it is a failed state with leaders who are unlikely to fix it, and the United Nations that appears unlikely to turn the newest nation around anytime soon. John Hendren, NPR News.